All right, if that doesn't fire you up for StarCraft, nothing will. Anyways, game number one of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 ninth place Epic Series between Zorak and Windall. Game number one is on the map of Othello. So, Deicestroso, your initial thoughts about the map of Othello for Zerg versus Terran?
Oh, this is a nice map for both races, in my opinion. First of all, Zerg is able to expand his usual fast expansion, and he's able to expand a second time very easily after gaining map control. And this second expansion is first of all very near to the main base, and second, it has another Gazir. So if Zerg is able to have his first two expansions, he will be able to maybe tech very fast and overwhelm the Terran by Ultralisks and Zerglings or Cracklings. So it's also good for Terran, as Terran is also able to expand very fast on his natural expansion. Maybe some sort of 14 common center or something else. So which is also very good for Terran, as he's able to build vessels or other units very fast. So yeah, that's my opinion about it.
All right, Lousy.Cheesy, your opinion on the map of Othello for Terran versus Zerg.
Well, this map is considered biased towards Terran. Oh, cool, lag. Okay, and because of the cliffs. You can use the cliffs to your advantage by placing tanks on there to deny expos, and the Zerg don't have their own siege unit until late game, unless you try to drop lurkers, but I don't think that would have enough range to actually kill the main.
Alright, as we're waiting for the infamous lag screen, I'll let you know that Zorak is going to be playing as the Yellow Terran located in the top left corner here on Othello, with his opponent, Windall, in the bottom right playing as the Red Zerg. Othello's been a pretty interesting map, I have to admit, throughout the entire tournament, and of course, being played game number one in each particular case, it's produced a lot of very unique games as well. So it'll be interesting to see how these two players actually adapt to a map that they both definitely do know. So, Deicestroso, what do you think we're going to see out of Zorak here at the beginning of this particular game?
I think he will do his usual build order, which means two barracks and then some sort of initial attacks. And, I don't know what Zorak is going to do afterwards, because he's, in my opinion, he's not very predictable. I think he's going to try to add some tanks, maybe trying to contain Zerg, but it always depends on Zerg if he's going lurks or if he's going mutalisks. So yeah, I don't really know what he's going to do. As I said, the initial build order will be, in my opinion, the two barracks, and afterwards, I don't know.
All right, Lousy.Cheesy, what do you think we're going to see out of Windall as the Zerg player in this particular game?
I would guess, seeing how the cliffs do possess a problem, an opening of three hatch mutalisks would be the best choice, while keeping the mutalisks that are used during the raid to prevent any form of drops while changing tech to lurkerling for middle game and then going high tech.
Alright, at this point too, our two players are now scouting. It looks like Zorak's got his SCV sent out, and Windall's got his two overlords scouting the two other positions where he's going to find out that Zorak is not at either one of them. And Zorak is scouting to the top right position, going in the clockwise fashion, going against every other game I've seen where the pro players have to go counterclockwise when they scout. One of those things I've never completely understood, but then again, this is a world in which people play StarCraft in a lot of different ways. First barracks is up as well for Zorak, as well as second supply depot, and back at Windall's main base, his spawning pool is up. Desastroso, your comments right now.
My comments right now. So, we see Zorak has built his first barracks. He hasn't added a second one. Instead, he's building another depot, which is surprising me because it's usually too early to do it right now, but okay. The first scouting drone of Winale is entering the base, has climbed the ramp. There was just one marine sitting there. And the drone has seen the second barracks, which is added right now. And that's sort of a strange build order, in my opinion. Zorak should have added the second barracks before building his second depot. So yeah, and we see also Zorak has scouted Winale's base, and his SCV has just been killed by a group of six siblings. Yeah, that's it until now.
Well, the Lings do help, unless the Terran decides to do drop tech, which is the best choice in this map. They can, like, bring an SCV, build a supply depot, and just block off the pathway. Then Zerglings won't even, they gotta destroy the depot, etc., which will deny the natural. They can drop another tank, which denies the expo, which is a very bad position for Zerg. So, seeing how, I would hopefully see Mulus as it would progress the game rather than screwing the game over with a drop.
Alright, looks like we have our first little bit of an aggressive move going on. Zorak sending a group of seven Marines down towards bottom right corner of the map, where Windall now has his natural expansion up, and as was predicted by Lazachese, a third hatch is also going underway in the main base of Windall in the bottom right corner. Back in Zorak's main base, he has his academy underway. Pretty standard play. You're going to see Prime Marines and Medics at any point. I know. Remarkable comment. So let's see here. These seven Marines are going to try to go after four Lings and one sunken colony. Let's see if Zorak actually sends them in. All right. Instead, he loses one Marine and is sitting outside of the natural expansion there of Windall. See if Windall actually, if Windall wisely saves those four Lings and keeps back. Looks like Zorak wants to add a few more Marines to join the party. Six more are on its way down toward this bottom right. So in your opinion, Desastroso, is this good from Zorak that he's putting a little bit of pressure on Windall early on in this game?
Yes, absolutely. It's crucial for Terran to, not only for Terran, for every race, but in this case for Terran to force the Zerg player to build some defensive structures. Which Winale is doing, he's building right now his second sunken colony. By doing so, he's wasting, well, he's not wasting money, but it's more difficult to use his fast expansion to its full potential. So yeah, we see the first attack or try to of attacking of Zorak, and he's maybe killing the first sunken, but under heavy losses. So yeah, a lot of Marines have died right now. The second sunken may fall, and it is falling, with two Marines remaining, and going after the drones, killing one drone, and right now going into the main base or doing some hit and run. Right now, well, the Marines are all dead, while reinforcements are coming, excuse me. Two Marines, two Medics, and three Marines behind. So yeah, and a sunken is being built. So yeah, this was not a very good attack in my opinion. He should have waited like a minute or two more and attack with his Medics. If he catched Winale off guard, he would have been able to break through. That's it from my part.
The sunkens do help, and the only defense that Zerg has in the beginning are sunkens, to prevent them from building, or it's better to build Falcons because then they can use their larva to build drones. So that's basically the only purpose of Sunken. Late game, it becomes useless. So it's very useful now, seeing how the Marines are losing a lot, but here's another battle.
Yeah, right at the natural base of Windall, lousy... Yeah. Oh, no, he's not lousy. Excuse me, Zorhex sending a group of his Marines and medics and are laying waste to a couple of the Sunken colonies. They're eliminating both. Looks like, though, Windall has enough, though, to repel this attack here. Well, maybe not. A couple Marines finally keep surviving there, and now they're going to go after the hatchery. Just being a little bit of an annoyance. As well, it's important to note that Zorak has also expanded himself to his natural, but right now he's only got one SCV mining, as there's four of them just sitting there looking at the command center. All right on cue now they finally get going. Right on cue, they were just observing how great the command center looked. And it is pretty in yellow, I might add. Windall at this point, too, has just added a bunch more Zerglings here. It looks like he's going to try to push out here a little bit against Zorak. But Zorak continues to send down Marines and medics. Meanwhile, back in Windall's main base, of course, a Hydralisk den is up, as he does have some Hydralisks, and most likely you'll see Lurkers out of him, I would assume. Desastroso, take it away.
Yeah, okay, a lone Marine is trying to, head into safety, while a bunch of Zerglings are now moving backwards. Until now, Zerg has regained control of the game, in my opinion. At least he's a bit back. He's morphing to Hydralisks into Lurkers. So soon we are going to see Lurkers being added to the Zerg army. And if Zorak isn't aware of these, he might lose, because until now he has just one comsat station. He has, he has an eBay, but he has still no turrets in front of his expansion. It's good from him to have expanded so early. There are two less SCVs there, and there's no defensive. And two Lurkers are burrowed and on hold position mode, I think. And right now they have been attacking and killing four Marines. While Marines are there with a tank, and now a lot of Marines have been killed. So Zerg will or might be able to repel this first big force of Zorak. Zorak is doing quite well until now, in my opinion. He's making the siege upgrade, I think. So we might see some more action soon.
The Lurkers do help, and since he already used the whole Lurker position, it's not much of a surprise anymore, but maybe soon, the third expansion is starting, and it can be held for a while, and nothing's happening, nothing else is happening.
Zorak does, however, establish a little bit of a more aggressive position as he's done the whole game here. He's got a siege tank in siege mode, located right outside of the second natural expansion. And it looks like it's trying to lay waste to a couple of things. But here come a group of Zerglings, but they're going to get blown away by this group of Marines and medics guarding the tanks. Let's see if Zorak can scan those Lurkers again, or if he's just going to focus his fire on that hatchery there. Looks like right now he's just focused on the hatchery and just continuing to bring down more forces, a couple more tanks in the process, just slowly streaming the units down. There's the scan. Let's see if they take those two Lurkers out. Oh, a tank disappears. Here comes another Lurker to join the party. One Lurker down, but two more are still there. Another scan, and now those Lurkers finally disappear. So interestingly enough, it looks like we've had just another turn in this game. Looked like we went from the Terran in control to the Zerg in control, back to the Terran in control. Desastroso, take it away.
Yeah, I'm taking it away. Two siege tanks are attacking the third extension and right now have killed it off. Yeah, we see now Zerglings and Lurkers moving ahead, killing one tank. Now moving into the army of the Terran, while the two Lurkers are burrowing now and are going to kill the whole army of Marines, I guess. No, one Marine survived, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think, six medics sitting around there. I don't know, 7 medics and 1 marine. While Zorik is building his 3rd expansion of himself, he has added, or he's building some more SCVs. He's making right now the next upgrade for the marines, the range upgrade. It's very late, but okay. We have seen, or we have now a 3rd barracks. We have 2 factories. We have. We're going to see very soon vessels being added to the Terran army, and Winil is right now in a very, very bad situation, I guess. He's building his spire, so that means he's maybe trying to get some guardians, because he's also hatching his. Or morphing his hatch. And so, yeah, right now, Terran is just containing Zerg, and, yeah, this is going to be very, what's the word? Yeah, if Zerg is able to hold off long enough and building some guardians, he might be able to repel the Terran army. But right now, he's in a bad position. Back to you, or back to Teezy.
Yeah, Lousy, what would you do in this spot here? You've Terran players got you contained. An excellent move out of Windall. They'll move 4 Lurkers out, and they're going to, looks like, take out one tank. Take out both tanks. That's probably exactly how you planned it, right, Lousy?
Yeah, indeed. If it gets worse, you would end up just making a junk of wall. A wall of junk, actually. To stall for time.
So in this spot, do you think that Windall should actually focus on going for Guardians, or there's some other route that you think he should try to go?
Defiler with Dark Swarm will take longer than Guardians, game speed-wise.
Alright, this looks like it could be a little bit more trouble coming in for Windall, as Zorik has himself his first science vessel coming down, so that'll provide him a little bit more support against any more possible lurkers. But Windall sends in a group of Zerglings, kills off a couple tanks, but those marines, tries to send in a lurker as well, but au revoir to them. So Zorik's got a pretty good spot, although the one lurker, got one shot in before the science vessel flew down to observe that lurker was being annoying. Zorik, in the meanwhile, also has himself his second expansion, the second natural, immediately to the southeast of his natural in the top left corner on the map of Othello. So again, let's see here. Doesn't look like Windall is upgrading to the Greater Spire, but he is getting a Defiler mount and also Ultralisks. Interesting, interesting. Desastroso, your thoughts at this point?
Thought at this point is why did he build a spire if he didn't want to build any units like Scourges or Metalist or Guardians, but okay, at least he's trying to follow Cheesy's advice of building Defilers, which are going to help him in case he's holding off long enough, because Zorik is now moving on, and Lurkers are going into, are buried right now, no, they are not buried, oh god, what a big, big, big mistake, the whole Zerg army has been annihilated, because he forgot to, or he maybe misclicked, forgot to burrow his Lurks, and right now Zorik is moving towards, and yeah, that's the GG.
So there you have it. One little mistake in a game of StarCraft can cost a player, and there you just saw a prime example of that. Zorik takes game number 1 here of this best-of-7 epic series for 9th place. Yeah, let's see, as I said, Zorak took this game in 18 minutes and 2 seconds. The scores were pretty even. Zorak had a score of 58,342 with Windahl's score at 52,295. Really, as we said, the game went from control for the Terran, control back to the Zerg. And then Zorak was able to just completely take control back for good. And then that one little error right there at the end made a big difference in the final outcome of the game. Your final thoughts about this first game, Desus Rosso?
Excuse me, I wasn't able to hear what you said.
Well, your final thoughts about this first game?
I was very surprised about both players. I was surprised of their macro management. I think both have improved it. At least Zorak, as I don't know a lot about Winave. This last move was a bad one. If Winhale was able to burrow his lurks, he would have been able to kill a lot of units, maybe break the contain. What he did right now, well, cost him the game. And maybe he should also have waited just some more minutes, or 1 or 2 minutes, wait for his defilers and dark swarm to come in. This would have made it even more easy. Or easier to break the contain, maybe going to counterattack the third expansion and expand himself. But yeah, was a good game. I think we're going to see an epic or more epic battles.
Lousy Dad Cheesy, your final thoughts about game number one?
Surprisingly, none of what I thought what happened did happen, so that was interesting. Other than that, it was a pretty good game.
As you will learn very quickly from doing commentary, usually what you do say, the players usually ignore your advice. So that concludes our coverage here of game number one of this best-of-seven affair between Zorak and Windahl. In just a few minutes here, we will be back for game number two with Zorak ahead, 1-0. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio, the home of the epic series of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5.